Hills Daily.
Another one?
The one.
For Watford.
One.
Plays the ball in early, and Manchester City have scored.
Two.
Sergio Aguero.
Right footed. Costa dives to his left.
Three.
It is Mahrez. Takes a wicked deflection.
Four.
Bernardo Silva and Manchester City have rattled in at four. We've not even played a quarter of an hour.
Five.
Aguero across the face of goal. Sliding is Otamendi. It's raining goal.
If you let five goals in 20 minutes, you're fearing the worst.
Six.
Bernardo Silva makes it six.
Seven.
De Bruyne to Bernardo Silva, and Bernardo Silva with a hat-trick.
Eight.
Oh, what a goal from Kevin De Bruyne. A record Premier League win for the champions, Manchester City.
It could easily have been more.
You're joking.
3-2.
Radio 1.
This is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Monday. We have a brand new fresher of the week. We're going to check in with them every day. Also, a job you will not believe someone has on Ask Me Anything. This person used to be a waitress and now gets paid good money to fly all over the world to do this job.
Hmm. Oh, it's up there with one of the good ones, I think.
We start the show by going straight in on Watford. I'm sorry about that. I'd
quite like to move on from this show, to be honest.
Well, there was a motivating pep talk from me as well. And we appear to be DJing a uni toga party at the weekend. Should we or not? What can I do to cheer you up today? What can I do?
I don't think there's anything. Look, it's. I thought we were going to move on.
Okay,
it's,
no, I just want to address it one more time.
You
text I just want to make
me,
you feel better.
You text me on Saturday going, 8-0, that's not good, is it? It's like, is that a genuine question?
Yeah, you didn't reply either, so...
No, because sometimes you try and enjoy a bit of football banter,
but
sometimes
trying.
I feel like you're almost dipping your toes in the water there to work out, is 8-0 actually a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I was trying to dip my toes in, but then I didn't get a response, so how am I supposed to learn?
Mm.
Anyway...
And what a start, David Silva. Less than 60 seconds on the clock.
This is getting silly now.
Ben Foster has committed penalty. Manchester City and Sergio Aguero will have the opportunity just 6 minutes in already to make it 2-0. And he scored it. It's to be Mahrez and it's deflected. And it's 3-0. And there is the goal number four.
Well, you get the idea. It goes on from there. That's four.
Bernardo Silva's in on the act. Those Watford players look utterly shell-shocked. Quickly taken. Aguero's cross. There's number five. Otamendi sliding in. And already this is bordering on the embarrassing as far as Watford are concerned.
Anyway,
look at that.
I thought we'd done all this. Why are we...
Bernardo Silva, 6-0.
I might go out and get some lunch. Shall I go get lunch?
No, hang on. I'm going to do a rousing speech for you.
Has the hat-trick. Seven for City. Winner available. There's the shot.
There we go. And that's eight. And then we're done.
And there is the De Bruyne goal. They couldn't score this many without him getting involved. An absolute thunderbolt for number eight.
Okay.
They
good.
Didn't. They
that
didn't,
was weird.
They didn't win. Okay, Watford didn't win.
No, they didn't win. No, I know they didn't win.
But that's not all that's important, you know.
What's this?
It's okay to feel disappointed. It's okay to feel frustrated, and I know that you're feeling angry right now. But Chris, losing is part of the game.
Is it?
If you never lose, you never grow.
No.
And sometimes you must lose everything to gain it again. And that regaining is all the much sweeter for the pain of the loss. And nobody remembers who finished second, apart from the team who finished second. Learn everything you can from it and move on. Your most important fight is your next one. Oh. I got that from
Swansea
boxing.
Tomorrow then, is it?
What I want you to do is use the emotions of loss as the fuel for your fire.
Yeah, I'm sort of feeling emotional and I think what you're talking is utter nonsense.
I just got it off various websites. What to do if your team loses.
Yeah. Is that what you Googled?
Yeah. now you know what needs to be worked on. You'll come back better.
Yeah.
Stronger.
Yeah, I like that. Back stronger.
Anger. Emotion. Embarrassment is the biggest motivator in the world.
I hear you, brother.
Dry your eyes, mate.
Yeah, come on.
Keep your head up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, I want to get you back slightly for everything you've been doing on the show so far. It makes me feel a little bit better.
What's this?
Well, Wales, as you know, because you're a huge Wales rugby fan, right?
When I need to be, yeah.
So they were playing today, weren't they?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. They won or lost?
They won.
They did win, you're right. Against who? Georgia, yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And so what I thought we could do very quickly, because I think a lot of people would miss this at the time, you actually performed the Welsh national anthem, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everyone how that came about?
All right. Some would say that I was a fair weather fan of Wales, because Welsh boyfriend, but I got into it, and then it all culminated with the Royal Welsh Guards getting in touch.
That's right. And then you ended up a trip to the stadium, didn't you? This all happened on 5 Live as well, didn't it, this performance?
It did. And I remember Shane Williams came on and chatted to us.
That's right.
Why, what are you doing now?
I just thought we could relive that moment. I'm sure other people would like to hear it, so I'm going to press play on that now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did sing the Welsh National Anthem.
Here right, we go.
To finish the show, this is Radio 1. You're listening to Scott Mills singing the Welsh National Anthem.
Can we not?
My hand God van hard iron on me
stop. Goes on. No offence, Wales, I mean my version.
Come on, big finish, here we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on. Actual. What is that at the end?
It's a well held note.
Yeah, the actual Welsh person just there in the live lounge. Are you proud? Thank you. Especially that version, eh?
Mm.
Scott Mills.
So, we need you for our feature, Where Do You Think They Were? And you'll get to find out where you were conceived on Radio 1. Not only that, but we've got some cool new stickers.
Yeah, and I mean, if you need any kind of persuasion in the form of a bribe or a small reward, these stickers are it. They've got mine and Scott's face on, and a couple of sperms there.
Yeah.
And you can wear the sticker like a badge of honour.
Yep, so wear it like a badge, I don't know, put it on your toilet seat, on your laptop, on your tablet, on your phone.
I think it's something to be proud of. We're opening up the discussions here. Embrace it. Let it empower you how your parents made you.
You will get a sticker for your time, trouble and effort. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We need you for Where Do You Think They Were? It's just you and your parents on the phone. It's literally 5 minutes out of your life.
Mm.
So, on a previous episode, we had Aaron and his mum. Aaron's mum had just seen a volcano, and it got her right in the mood for it. She was also weirdly attracted to tarmac.
The bungalow, it had this, like, really perfectly smooth tarmac floor, and I've never seen perfectly smooth tarmac in my life. And this was, like, a first for me, and I wondered if it was, like, a smooth on your back, is it...
Okay.
...as it looked...
Was it not really hot?
It was quite hot, but it was quite late in the evening, so it had cooled down to a reasonable temperature. But I wasn't the one laying down, so I didn't worry about getting burned.
Sure. I see.
Now, I know what you're thinking after hearing that. There is no way ever that I would take part in this. But Aaron is back on the line now. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Now, you're saying that it's changed your life for the better, right?
Yeah, I guess so. In what
changed
way?
My life for the better. So, to start with, it was a bit embarrassing. I had numerous phone calls from people all around the country that knew me and recognised my voice. So it started with that. And then it came to a joke, because outside of our house, we've actually got a Kraken in the tarmac. So a whole joke arisen locally in the square there from the tarmac. So a few weeks ago, I did actually try to make it, as she said, perfectly smooth. So we've now got a joke around the local area with this perfectly smooth tarmac, which fortunately my dad doesn't live around the same area, or I'd be definitely scared. But yeah, so we got a new joke local, and everything's going well.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, you now know how you were conceived. You don't have to do what most people listening right now will be doing, which is thinking, whether they like it or not, thinking, well I do actually wonder how I was conceived. You know, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that, but I had to put myself to the test because I've actually conceived a daughter myself. Oh. Now, she isn't due for another 2 months, but I had to play the game of where was she conceived. It turns out she was in Madeira, right next to a mountain.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Keep it in the family.
Oh, okay.
That.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah, there's a real theme there, isn't there?
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah.
You should name your daughter Tarmac.
Not quite.
Aaron, thank you for letting us know that Where Do You Think They Were changed your life for the better.
No problem.
And would you advise others to take part now after you have?
Yes, of course. If you don't, you regret it for the rest of your life. You won't sleep at night.
You took that leap. You took that plunge. And
I'm a whole different person.
It was so worth it for you.
Yeah.
Send me an email. Go on. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I need you and one of your parents.
Scott Mills.
Remember Abby? She was on a previous edition. Her parents got it on in the orchestra pit of a theatre that was between shows.
We went to go to the dressing room, but there were lots of people there.
In the theatre, right?
Yeah, in the theatre. So we went back to the orchestra pit where there was nobody else.
Okay, because we're
between shows. Yeah. I had about an hour and a half between the matinee and to get ready for the evening performance, and he was going to be going away, and I wouldn't have seen him for... This is how I know for sure this is when Abby was made.
And we've got Abby back on the line now. Hello, Abby.
Hello.
Now, people will be listening to that thinking, that's horrendous. My mum has just told the whole of the UK that I was made in the orchestra pit of a theatre. But it's brought you closer to your parents. Would I be right, Abby?
100% it has.
In what way?
It's made our shared love of music double, triple. It's an experience.
A lot of people will be listening to this thinking, I would never take part in that feature. And you're one of the reasons why people should. Tell people, Abby, why they should apply for Where Do You Think They Were?
It just brings you closer as a family. There's secrets that you never thought you'd know that now you know. And, it's just something that we'll remember forever.
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your number on it. We'll call you back. It's really that simple. We need you.
Scott Mills.
Previously on Ask Me Anything, we've had some amazing, amazing people. Truly extraordinary. A man that was Milkman of the Year.
Yeah, we've had a bridesmaid who was for hire.
We've had a bomb disposal expert.
A mini golf world champion.
A professional FIFA player. And last time on Ask Me Anything, we had Floris, who is an actual butler in the buff and has been asked to be in the buff at some really weird places.
One that really stood out, it was me and another guy, and we were told to meet at the crematorium. And obviously that was a bit of a shock. We were wondering what kind of party there'd be. It turns out we were there to carry the casket of a guy who died.
Okay. With shirt off.
Shirts off, but we did get to wear trousers for this one, luckily, because it's also in October, so it was pretty chilly.
Wow.
With a little bow tie.
Yeah, the little bow tie, the cuffs.
What was going on there? That's amazing.
Oh, God, yeah, we were like, what is going on? How are we at a funeral?
Yeah, but Scott, that's a way to go. That's what you'd be after, isn't it? That's what I'm imagining at your one. Certainly what I'm planning on organising.
You are now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's put them through then. We don't know who we're going to speak to. Hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Heidi Agin and I'm a professional Kate Middleton lookalike. Ask me anything.
Oh, hello.
Wow.
Right, is this your job?
It is, yeah. Full time.
Full time. So I assume there's loads and loads of work that must come your way where people can't quite get hold of Kate Middleton, so they book you. That's the idea, right? Is it mainly parties and stuff?
It's anything, really. We travel the world with this sort of work. It is pretty amazing.
What, so when did all this start?
I've been doing it for about 8 years, so pretty much since they got married. I was a waitress at the time, and all the customers said they wanted to be served by me, and I just thought, well, I might try and do something with it, and I haven't waitressed since.
And you say you've been around the world. Give me the most ridiculous thing you've done, or the most amazing thing.
I did a commercial for China for Jersey Milk, but the location was in Australia, so we flew first class to Australia and did a Chinese Jersey Milk commercial.
Oh, this is so good. And when you say we, is this
you and William?
Is this you and yeah?
Like yeah, another? Yeah. I have a whole other fake family as well.
What do you mean?
Well, there's obviously Granny, the Queen.
Oh, wow.
William.
You all travel together?
Yeah, we do.
They must. Yeah, think about it, Scott, because they get booked into a load of jobs where I imagine it's a load of you, right, Heidi?
Yeah, there's quite a few of us. There's Meghan, Harry. We have all our children as well. There's even a dog.
Well, how's Meghan been taken into the family with your family? Because I assume she's a sort of later addition. So how do you get on with your new Meghan?
You know, it's always fun to work with new people, I think, because the rest of us have been working together for so long. It's nice to have somebody new in the family.
Yeah. You know, when you travelled, are you all on the same plane or train or whatever?
Sometimes we are, yeah.
I mean, what's the reaction there?
It's pretty funny, you know. There was an instance where we were all on the tube and there were people kind of like laughing at us, obviously.
I want to see this. Then, yeah. I want to see this. Can we have a night out with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Come along.
Oh, honestly, would love... Imagine a night out with all of these, the fake royals.
Mate, I'm just saying spoons with the whole royal family. Like, it would just be glorious, wouldn't it?
Maybe at Christmas time we could have like a nice Christmas dinner and then the Queen can do a speech.
Oh, this is so good.
She would as well. She would. She came to my wedding. She's fabulous.
I think what's incredible about your setup is it sounds to me that it's always the same people that you're working with, as you put it.
Yeah, but the Queen, for example, I do treat her like she is actually my grandmother. You know, she phones me and we have little chats. William, I've travelled the world with William. My actual husband, I've never been on holiday with.
What do you mean? What? Why not?
We just haven't gone, you know, but I go everywhere with William.
Right. How does he feel about that?
No, he's all right about it, obviously, right. But it's a strange other life.
You said that you did an advert. You must get asked to do all sorts of stuff. So have you been asked to take part in, say, TV shows?
We've done Alan Carr, Michael McIntyre.
You're like the Kate Middleton, aren't you? Like you're the only, you're like the best one.
You're like the main... Second best of yeah. Kate Middleton. No offence meant by that. I just mean...
You no, know, I understand.
Look, impersonator. Look
you're the like. One. Like, there's yeah. probably others, but you're the big boss.
Yeah.
I hope so, yeah.
It's incredible.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're just talking to a Kate Middleton impersonator on Ask Me Anything. Lookalike, not impersonator, which is Heidi. What happens when people come up to you in public?
It's nice because a lot of people these days, they recognise me for me and not, yeah. you know, are you Kate Middleton? So it's nice now, you know, there'll be people hiding behind clothes in shops trying to take pictures and stuff. So it's nice to sort of get them out and have a chat and you know, every day's different. Yeah. So it's so much better than having a real job.
Have any of you and the fake royal crew ever met the actual royals?
No, I don't think we ever will.
Oh, yeah, you never know.
Oh, you never know.
That would be
I
incredible.
The same, and then they ended up on this show, yeah. and it was, yeah.
Is your husband a big fan of Kate or doesn't care?
He doesn't really care.
Okay, Heidi, I've just Googled this, right, because I was intrigued to see what you know, exactly how similar you look. And you do look really similar, but especially when there's context around it. So occasionally you've got sort of fake security guards around you. And that,
yeah.
And it's amazing to see. Hold on, I'm just going to show Scott right now. Look at this.
Oh, my word. You really do look like her.
Yeah. So when the royal baby was out, I'm looking at a picture of you here. Is that a fake baby that you're holding and you're sort of just like waving,
it is a doll,
waving
yeah.
to the crowd?
It's a doll.
It's well, it Which picture are you looking at? Because I work with both. I work with dolls and with real children.
Well, I can't be sure. I'm looking at a picture of you and William
waving. Well, when the babies are just born, obviously I'm not going to take a newborn to a nightclub in London, so I take a doll.
Oh, do you go to nightclubs as well?
Yeah, but we do. We do all kinds. As Kate, yeah.
Can you imagine that?
In a club?
You imagine that? You've had a couple of drinks.
I would
right?
freak.
You look up.
I would freak.
And all of a sudden, Prison Watford. You look up, and on stage, Kate Middleton there.
With holding doll.
DJ set. I suppose it's mainly just wave, isn't it, rather than DJ set?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're not like performing the national anthem or something.
No.
Would you like to be able to DJ? Because a Kate Middleton DJ set would be awesome. You'd take all of our work.
Mate.
We could go back to back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Right. Us, you, and the rest of the Fate Royals, we're going out this Christmas.
Sounds really good. Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Right, I'm saving your number and we'll be back in touch, Kate.
I've got one more question. Have you ever been offered something to do as Kate that you've had to turn down? You're just like, nope, this is too much.
Yeah, I have. There's always the royal...
Yeah. I think what she's... There's always what I was thinking was perhaps, the royal category.
Do they have that?
I haven't done it.
Have they asked you to do that?
That's what she's saying, Scott, is that these kind of offers must come in. But obviously you're not going to do that.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even realise that was a thing. Heidi, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible. All right, listen, we will be back in touch. Heidi, Kate Middleton impersonator extraordinaire, thank you for being on Ask Me Anything. That was so interesting.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Lauren.
Hello, Chris.
And Scott.
You all right?
You all right?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. So tell me about the date you went on Sunday.
Oh, my God, it was a nightmare. It was an absolute car crash.
Where'd you meet him?
It was not good. We went out for drinks. In town, and like halfway through the date, like I got back from the bar, and he was crying, like actually like sobbing, and I was like, "You right, hon?" And he was like, "No, my friend's just rang me. My dog's died."
Oh no! It sounds terribly
it's
selfish.
Not, don't laugh.
Last thing you need on a date, isn't it?
I just didn't know how to react.
What do you say?
He was actually, like, uncontrollably sobbing.
Oh, babe.
And I just kind of, like, patted his shoulder a little bit. Mm. And then got this nervous giggle and just laughed in his face.
Oh, no!
And he was like, my dog's actually died. And I was like, yeah.
Or he's absolutely done you here and he wanted to leave and faked the whole thing?
Maybe. I kind of hope that he did fake it, so I didn't laugh in the face of someone whose dog just died.
Oh, well, that went well.
It's like one of those, maybe, and it would be pretty dark if it was, but like a trick he does on first dates. Do you know what I mean? To seem like really caring and
like supportive.
I mean, we'll soon find out, because if someone else emails in saying, do you know what I mean? There'll be all the same stories of this dog.
Oh, my God, imagine that. They'll be like, oh, my God, I know what guy that is because he did it to me.
Yeah. Exactly right. So if you're in Manchester and have experienced this, he might just be a serial dead dog bloke. Let us know.
Oh, it was such a car crash. It was awful.
Okay, here's what I've got for you on Bangers today, Lauren.
Ooh, I'm excited. God, yes!
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 This is one of my favourite songs, so this is a strong choice.
Oh, nice.
Featuring Radio 1's Molly King, The Saturdays, and Flo Rida, They Never Met. Higher.
I am feeling this.
Was Flo Rida on this one? On Higher?
Yes.
Was he?
I think.
All right, Lauren, you can have that choice today, or you can have my banger choice, which is this.
Let's hear it.
There he is.
Also a very strong choice.
I have gone old school with this one, Lauren. This is Say My Name, Destiny's Child.
Oh, this is so difficult now.
That is a difficult one.
Oh. I was really hoping that one of them was going to be really not my tune, so I'd be like, oh, it's easy. Yeah. I think, okay, I've definitely made a decision. I'm going to have to go for Say My Name.
Yes. Come on!
It's just an original banger. It's the best.
I wasn't expecting that. Dog John, no,
no. Say my name, no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, say my name.
Is money a mystery? Are you baffled by banks? Sick of surge charging? Clueless about credit?
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Get the lowdown on all things money you didn't know you needed.
I'm Rahath, a sensible spender.
And I'm Faria, a self-confessed splurger. We'll be discussing everything about the world of spending, saving and everything in between.
So, if you're financially frustrated or just a bit rubbish with your cash,
tell that to my bank account.
This is the podcast for you.
All about the money. Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds.
I don't think that can be beaten, really. Not even by the Saturdays and Flow.
Not even by
Not
that.
Even by.
There you go.
Destiny's Child, what an absolute banger. Say my name.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I mean, that is beautiful, but it was all I could do to not play my extra brass in that. And that would have absolutely ruined it. Like, I know when to stop. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And you got to hold back.
I couldn't have, like, you have to hold back on something like that. You've got to let it breathe, have its moment. You know, I can't stop, like, playing my random horns in. I mean, can you imagine how annoyed people will get?
Yeah, I think, especially with the live lounge.
If I start, you know?
It's just
that
when,
okay.
But when every effort's made to make it sound just perfect, yeah, you know, like, people spend days,
like weeks, months leading up to it, and then I'm okay. Sigma coming up, and also Jonas Blue, and Lil Tecca, and Dermot Kennedy. Do you remember we had a girl on last week who we caught up with every single day because she, like a lot of you listening right now, is a fresher. Good morning, welcome to Breakfast Show. If you are a fresher. Loads of people would have just woken up. It's all on at the moment. You're visiting like a uni and night at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's fresher season, isn't it?
I saw you in Lincoln at the weekend.
I was, yes, I was at Lincoln Uni. Chichester Uni tonight, chai.
And then I'm doing one on Saturday with you in Bath. It's all on. So we're going to have another Fresher of the Week. We're going to follow someone else's progress in the next 10 minutes. No, that wasn't what I meant to play.
that's class.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Freshers is happening, and we had a Fresher of the Week last week called Lauren. We caught up with her every day. Well, apart from one day where she didn't answer the phone. She just went missing.
I do like this idea of sort of following one Fresher a week. In itself doesn't last that long because there's only really like 3 or 4 weeks in total of Freshers Weeks around the UK, you know. But I like it whilst it lasts.
We do have a new Fresher of the Week. She's 19. She's going to Leeds studying fashion marketing. It's Macy from Cambridgeshire. Hello.
Hello, are you okay?
Yes, you're our new Fresher of the Week. If it's all right, we're going to get an update from you every single day.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, when did you move in then to Halls?
Saturday.
How's it going?
Yeah, brilliant. My flatmates are lovely. I'm really happy.
Did you get on with the people you live with?
The very first guy, so when I first turned up at Southampton Uni, I had to share a room with someone else for the first 6 weeks because they'd had some sort of balls up on the accommodation. Anyway, a low point came for me when I walked back into my room at one point and found my flatmate with a sock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember, yeah.
And it was one of my socks. And it was at that point I was like, we need to separate now. Things have got weird. But you're at a really good time at the moment because you just moved in and people can't really do too much stuff to wind you up right now. And you know what? Ultimately, living with people, there are fallouts and stuff like that that will come. But that's later down the year. Right now, you can just enjoy going out, Freshers Week, joining societies, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Has anything lol happened yet?
Well, basically, when we got here, my flatmate had moved in early, and she was like, oh, I've met our new flatmate. He's called Jamie. He's really nice. And I was like, oh, okay. So when he came in later, my flatmate was like, oh, hi, I know you're Jamie. I'm Matthew. And then he didn't say anything. And we all sat in the kitchen together for like 3 hours. And then he goes later on, we said something like, oh, what was your favorite drink, Jamie? And he went, it's Jim. And I was like, what? So he's like, my name's Jim. It's not Jamie. And we literally had all been calling him Jamie for like 3 hours. And he just let it roll for about 3 hours.
Amazing. But I like he just piped up eventually after being called Jamie continuously for about 3 hours.
Yeah, he's had enough already.
To be honest, if that was me, I'd have just let it roll for the whole 3 years. I'd have just let everyone think that was my name out
same.
Of awkwardness.
Me too. So have you been busy styling the other freshers already? Because fashion.
Yeah, kind of.
No, but when everyone starts uni, everyone's boxed fresh. Like, I've noticed this, and you must have seen the same with the freshers' gigs this year, Scott. Like, you look out there, everyone is looking the freshest version of themselves that they will ever be.
Yeah.
I bought so many new outfits before I came.
Did you?
Yeah, I had to.
You were getting all the packages delivered all the time, weren't you?
Yeah, I had to prepare.
It is true, though, from the freshers' gigs I've done so far, and we've got one in Bath and Cardiff coming up. It's, you do see like that. Like that's a brand new T-shirt there. That's a brand new Patagonia T-shirt you're wearing there.
Although, thinking about it, I seem to remember the Bath Freshers' Night that we're DJing to toga party.
This Saturday, isn't it?
This weekend, yeah. We've both been told. We've both got an email saying we both need to wear a toga.
P.S. Oh, yeah, P.S. Don't forget your toga. I don't have a toga. What is that, just a sheet?
It's just a bed sheet going round you. Or if you want to be a little bit naughty, just cut holes in a pillowcase.
Oh. Right, so
skin.
I'm not doing that. No one wants that. Right, so what's the plan for today, Macy?
So my timetable wasn't loading. I did have a lecture at 10 a.m. and I've missed it because I didn't get an email in time. But I've got another one later on.
Ah, well, that's all good. Is there some freshers' fair today?
Yeah, there's one like every day, so you can. I think it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But I think I'll go today if I make friends at my course. Hopefully, I'll go with them.
Okay.
But I don't know what I'm going to join yet because I'm not good at anything.
Any that you might be keen on?
I don't know. Maybe like there's a cocktail making one or a wine society.
Yes, to the wine society. Get on that.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, listen, we'll check in with you tomorrow, all right? Please answer the phone.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I will.
Macy from Cambridgeshire, 19, but a Leeds University fresher. We'll speak to you tomorrow, our fresher of the week. Thanks, Macy.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's texted in saying, Scott Mills claiming he doesn't have a toga is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
I don't.
Probably lounges in one every evening. Yeah, I kind of get this. You do suit a toga. I think it might be because of the tan. And the slight air of authority that you like to have in your own home.
So we're doing Uni of Bath on Saturday, and we've just seen what we saw earlier. We're told that it's a toga party. Now I ain't wearing a toga to that.
I imagine you sprawled out at home, toga. You walk into your living room there, and then someone you lie down, and a man feeds you grapes from height.
That doesn't happen.
Places a crown on your head, sort of thing.
How does... I mean, students will know this because the toga parties seem to be back on at the moment for freshers.
Mm.
How do you even make one? Is it just a sheet?
It's a bath sheet, but the problem is it can easily all fall apart, can't it?
Yeah, I don't want to have that that kind of danger on stage, actually. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and no one needs a nude Radio 1 DJ at your freshers.
No, absolutely not. But I bet it would be quite comfortable whilst DJing. I'll do it if you do.
Oh, don't say these sort of things, because I'll always say yes.
One! Right, get the bed sheets out. Scott Mills. No, but seriously, if there is anyone out there, and this is quite niche, that knows stuff about togas and what we need
kind
to do.
Of stuff? What
I
do
don't
mean?
Know. Like, so, what you do, how do you make them? Like, I want a proper one if I'm going to go in.
We should maybe do a toga party on the show at some point. Just everyone listening.
At work.
Massive one, yeah. If anyone's keen, maybe we can look into this sort of thing.
Toga Thursdays.
Don't even need to build it up that much. One off, toga party, show, last minute notice. Who's keen? Scott
Mills. Hey, Emily from Kingston Uni, 22 today. Kano, Kojo Funds, Kano's part of that show that everyone's talking about at the moment, Top Boy. Little Sims and Dave are part of it as well. It's going to be, I think it's going to be my new show to watch, but let me know if you've seen it. Do I need to watch the other series? Someone said I don't think I do.
Yeah, because it's almost like it's all started up again.
Yeah.
You know, because it was off, wasn't it? It was finished, and then didn't Drake get involved, and then it's back. But yeah, everyone's saying good things.
You haven't ventured into it yet, no?
No, not yet.
Let's do it together. I'd like to have a show that we both watch at the same time. Like, right, not obviously we're going to have to watch it together.
I know what you mean, but like sort of couple rules.
Yeah. So like, let's say if we were both in tonight, we would make a pact to watch episode one of Top Boy, right?
Yeah. We're not doing that thing where we have to FaceTime each other at the same time. Because I've heard of couples doing that as well.
Yeah, that does happen. But let's do that. Let's make it our new thing. Kano, Kojo Funds, he's also doing a tour with an 18-piece orchestra. Yes, and he's playing Royal Albert Hall in London in October. That was Pan Fried.
One!
Do you remember Orla, who was on the show? She contacted us because she just failed her test, her driving test, for the fourth time. And then we heard about the banana theory, which is if you eat a banana before your test, you're going to pass.
I think this is a game changer, by the way, because I think we get so many messages now from people that are doing tests or doing exams and that kind of thing. Eat banana, all fine.
Orla's on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Now, tell us what's happened. You've got an update for us.
Yeah, so basically I've been trying to get an earlier test, so I've got one for this Saturday.
So when was it going to be?
It was going to be in October half term, and then I kept like getting earlier cancellations, and now I've got one for this Saturday.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling not super prepared, but I know that if I eat a banana, I'm going to up my chances by loads.
Wow, you're going to smash it.
Smashing the bananas now, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. I had one this morning. I had two essays today at school, and I had a banana this morning to prepare me.
The thing is with this banana advice, Scott, didn't I hear about if you eat too many bananas, it's really bad for you?
I don't think it's good potassium level-wise, but I think for a short period of time, it's probably fine. Like, for a special event like this, you know?
Yeah.
Although we're not doctors, so maybe take that with a massive pinch of salt. So you're going to need Orla to get a bang on the bananas now, right?
I'm literally going to have, like, smoothies.
Banana milkshake is the best.
Yeah, from McDonald's.
Ever had a banana sandwich? Surprisingly good.
That sounds disgusting.
No, get it right. Sandwich, honey and banana, lush.
No.
Is that where you draw the line?
That's too far, yeah.
I think with this banana thing, everyone's got to be a little bit sensible about it now, though, because I'm thinking test on Saturday, you start changing up the system so that you only eat bananas, banana bread, just banana-related things, and then you end up in a Will from in between us scenario, like in your exam, where, say, to revise, you've drunk too many energy drinks and then you get into the exam and you end up disgracing yourself. And you don't need that on the driving test. You don't need that feeling of like, oh, my tummy's rumbling a little bit. It's like, do you know what? Can we pull over for a minute? I need to do a, you know.
Maybe I'll just stick to the one.
Also, I don't want it to get a bit like, you know when you take antibiotics for the sake of it and then they don't work as well anymore?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to become immune to the power of the banana either. Okay, keep munching through and drinking them bananas, all right? I'm going to catch up with you later in the week before the test.
Okay.
What's for dinner tonight?
Banana bread.
Awesome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got an email from Meadow. She turned 17 a month ago and did an intensive driving course and bought a car. Today, took her test at 11:01 a.m. Last thing she did before getting in the car, ate a banana. Result, passed with 3 minors.
Boom, that's how it's done.
You see, this banana theory is still working for loads of people.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.